WWI. KC2WI net control for the Black River Valley service net. My name is Pete Bisnet, held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boone Willamette radio clip repeater, 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Booneville on Jackson Hill. As an informant, all interested parties welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. Hearing none, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile wishing to check in? Over. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? Over.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through the Echolink system, mobile tonight.
Okay, K2FPM, KC2WI, go ahead.
Hey Pete, thanks for picking up the net. I was mobile, so I wasn't able to do much my location. Just left the TV station here, had some stuff to do, and now I'm going to grab some dinner and head back to my place. Got 47 degrees, clear skies, and I've been trying to see if we could see any of that aurora borealis, with no luck, obviously. So, on that note, I'll say 7-3, I'll stand back and listen. This is KD2FPM, back to net control.
Yeah, I like this without any backyard. I didn't see it. I really didn't look, but I didn't notice anything. And 43 here. Yeah, I didn't... I wanted to get out today, you know, maybe, like, I thought I would be able to get out around noon, spend a few hours outside going for a hike or something, or at least some time outside in the yard working, but, boy, it just didn't work. So tomorrow, that's what I'm doing. I don't think I'm going to even answer the phone if it rings in the morning. I'm just going to do the few things, you know, that I want to do without getting too sidetracked and go out. I was thinking, oh, I'll get, you know, I got things done today, and that's okay, I'll maybe get out a little bit, but tomorrow and Thursday, well now, Thursday, totally changed the weather forecast, and Thursday is not looking that good anymore. It's not going to be cold, but it's going to, you know, it's going to rain. Chance to shower, so that means it's not going to be sunny. Might be okay to work around the yard, 65 degrees, but, and they've downgraded the high for tomorrow from 71 to 68. Well, anyway, so by golly, you know, tomorrow it's a day outside. And then it's not looking too good for the weekend. Mostly sunny Sunday, 42, so it's not going to be that warm, but anyway, so maybe tomorrow night I'll try looking if the aurora is still around. I don't think I'll go bother going back out tonight. I didn't see anything. But thanks for checking in. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net, and we're looking for check-ins any station anywhere.
M2PFM, good evening, Pete.
Okay, N2PFM, KC2WI, over.
Right, we got a temperature of 44 degrees after range today of 39, up as high as 64, and a lot of sun. Be glad tomorrow. I want to finish up with the undercoat on the van, get that done. Probably a good day for it. And hope everything's going all right for everybody there. With that, we'll say God bless and 73. I think I may have mentioned, I don't know if you heard it, that this week my mother's scheduled to go to the nursing home, but I don't know just what day yet. With that, God bless, 73, M2PFM clear.
Yeah, Yeah, you had mentioned that, I think, yesterday. Well, yeah, that's good. Well, I haven't had to deal with any of that yet with my parents, and, you know, with luck, we really have to do it, but you never know. Okay, thanks for checking in, George. I'm sure you made some good solar power today. I would love to be able to do that here. I think if I do end up at back at the homestead there, you know, I should try and convince my dad to look into it. But my sister and I end up inheriting the place. Boy, we have some pretty nice stuff, almost. Not perfect, but pretty good, almost southern exposure, and it would just be nice to have some solar collectors there. And I've got a big exercise coming up this weekend. It's not really a Mars exercise, government. Various agencies, but Mars obviously is a big part of it, and communications, and the scenario is another Carrington event, which, you know, was a CME and resulting geomagnetic storm that fries, you know, it's going to wreak havoc on the power grid and everything else. Now, I don't know what that would do with solar panels, if it would do anything to the panels themselves. The only problem is what it would do is it would probably fry inverters and all the electronics. So you'd almost, like, according to science, it's like a 10, I've seen 10-15% chance of it happening, they say, statistically. And we've had a couple that have sort of been near misses in the last few years. So, boy, it's just a horrible thing to think about. And supposedly the government's got some kind of a plan for, you know, but I don't know what their plan is, or their plan is we're studying the problem. But the little bit I read of it, I don't think there is any way to really, it would take a massive amount of money to prepare for this, but I don't know. Anyway, hopefully it never happens. This is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Network. We're looking for check-ins. Over.
WATU. 5AOW.
All right, WA2U and 5AOW recognize the WA2U. Over.
Good evening, Pete. Everyone on the net, WA2U. Those out there listening. 38 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. 38 degrees, so. Not a lot going on. Worked on putting up an antenna here at the house. And I'm not sure I made any improvements, but we're still trying to get over the air, and we're so far ever since everything went to digital, you know. It's if you don't have cable, you got to have DirecTV, and you can pick up a few stations. But we're up here, there's so much greenery or woods or pine and stuff around us, so it's up there about 30 feet with a preamp and all that. But I've discovered actually it's only been up about an hour and a half, 2 hours. The way hams usually do things. So I did that, and what else did I do today? Not a whole lot. Happened, interesting enough, reading about the solar panels and those people that put them. We're not in, I know people debate this, but we're not in the ideal location for high-performance solar panels. They had actually in the Consumer Report listed that, you know, certain places that had a lot more sun, and then even if we were, I guess it comes down to the expense of storage, although there are lithium-ion batteries now that are coming out to the tune of $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 for So if you get lots of sun, you're able to store that energy and utilize it over the night, you know, if you're in some of these other areas where you need to run an air conditioning or something. But I was surprised. They gave a percentage of actually how many people are actually involved with it and how long the inverters last and the turnaround of cost, the initial investment. It's kind of like what we thought about when we started burning wood. After you put the initial wood stove in, the cost, and have that done, then you've got to buy the good wood splitter to have it done, and then the chainsaw and everything. So I guess if you like it as sort of a hobby, it's a good thing to do, but I don't know. Many thousands of dollars later. Oh, anyways, good to hear everyone. I noticed that with the changing weather, we've had some interesting inversions, which is always an interesting sign for what's happening with the weather. But what a day. I agree, Pete. Turn off the... Don't pay attention to the phone and get out there and just enjoy. It was just... Oh, it was absolutely gorgeous out there today. So we worked on the camp last Saturday and got the door installed, so it was very, very productive. Maybe we'll be able to get to something this weekend, but moving along. Thanks for picking up the net, and your package will be on your way. A little bit of delay, but as they say, the check, the package is in the mail, WATU.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm looking at the weather underground, and they are not agreeing with the National Weather Service. They're still saying, that, of course, they said the high today was 70, or predicted high. I don't know if that's what, but, and they're saying clear tomorrow and clear, perfectly clear on Thursday, and no chance of rain until, you know, late Thursday night. And then rain Friday, and then they're saying Saturday, Sunday, Monday, right through till Tuesday afternoon sometime, or Tuesday night. Clear, 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 but the temperature, Thursday night might almost be warm enough to go camping. It's only going to be 54 for a low. And if I had a porch here, I'd sleep on the porch, maybe. If I was up at my dad's, I was thinking, boy, it would be kind of nice to get one or two more nights outside. Tomorrow night, 48. Well, and then, boy, the temperature just erupts right down there, and it hovers, you know, at 30 degrees and 44, you know, not all that warm. It's an obvious big dip, but... Well, it's that time of the year, and then towards the middle of next week, rain again. So, we'll see. I really just have to not get distracted. Get out early in the morning, decide what I'm going to do. You know, if I'm going to go somewhere, go. Not hang around the house, but I'll look at the weather forecast again in the morning and see how long it's supposed to be nice and decide. All right, well, 7-3... John, and over to N5AOW.
Good evening, Pete, N5AOW, and everyone else. Fantastic day. I got to agree with John on that one. It was stellar. We just don't catch them that often like that. And, I was out almost to the point of a T-shirt. Started out with a jacket this morning. Got a lighter one on, and working on extending a little further out on the roof on the lean-to on the large shed that I have. It gives me a little bit more protection for a couple of things, and just a great day to be out and outside and working at it. And not one of those days you want to be bothered with any kind of anything inside. So worked out real good. Took the dog for a lengthy walk and came back with that, and you know, we just relaxed and did some things outside to keep ourselves recharged up by the sun. We don't get too much of that Well, with that, I'll turn it back to you. Pete didn't have a whole lot going on, and John, I agree with the wood process for heating. It's one devil of an expense, no matter how you look at it. And you have to handle it multiple times, but, you know, sometimes in the end, if you have the time to do it, it makes it all worthwhile, not to mention the exercise. So, with that, I'll turn it back to you, Pete. You have a good evening, everyone else also, and 5ALW.
Very good, Bob. Yeah, I was thinking maybe, I got my canoe here. Jeff was teasing me about going swimming, but, you know, I wouldn't do that. But I might put the canoe in. It's a little canoe, and you sit on the bottom, and, you know, you tend to get a little bit of water dripping on the double paddle and or whatever. And usually I don't know how to get into it without walking in the water, because it's always in the summer where, you know, to do it with shoes on, it's almost impossible, I guess, unless they're waterproof. But I'm sure I could step in the water, you know, enough to get in the canoe. I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. Probably not, but I got to decide. Anyway, this is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for additional check-ins. Over. This is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net. Now we're looking for additional check-ins or any questions or comments. Over. This is KC2WI. We'll make this the final call for check-ins or comments for the Black River Valley Service Net. Over.
KA2WZ, Jeff in and out.
Okay, KA2ZNZ in and out recognize, and good evening, Jack, and this is KC2WI, and hearing nothing, we'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. I return the repeater to other amateur use at 0200 Zulu 73 all. KC2WI out.
Yeah, Pete, we're sending that to your call book address, so if that's okay.
Okay, very good. All right, thanks, John. And probably be on tomorrow night anyway, unless I'm out camping somewhere, but I don't think so. It gets dark. Camping is no good this time of the year. You got an awful long time of darkness, so. If for no other reason. Sleeping on the porch, maybe, but if I was up in Lake Pleasant. Anyway, 73, KC2WI.
Sometimes the last minute decision is the best decision. It's worked out for us a number of times here. Yeah, I decided, oh, let's go do this or do that. So, all right, 73W2.
Yeah, well, okay, we'll talk to you later, KC2W.
This is KD2FBM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. And as always, thank you for use of Echolink on this repeater. I always appreciate it. Hopefully I'll catch you guys tomorrow night. KD2FBM, 73 and clear.
KA2ZNZ to the United County. Traffic on emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. And please wait till the tail drops on your repeater. It helps to clear my practice of interference. Stations come in, please. Any stations for 10 tonight, with or without traffic? After the tail drops, please. Okay, well, the Rochester repeater ID, so if anybody came in and I did miss them, so I'll make one more try here. Are there any stations for Rock 10 tonight, with or without traffic? And again, please wait till your tail drops. Nothing heard. KA2 7 zips, 7 2 is all.